Let us now rise for our prayers. In our prayers today, we will uplift friends and family of Jim Ogilvie as they mourn his passing. Also, we are going to say a prayer for the Every Child, those items that have been collected. We had a great response from the congregation. We want to pray for those items as they go into the hands of those that are in transition through foster care. And also a prayer of thanksgiving for those who have returned. We see a lot of people that have been away from with sickness and travel, so we're thankful to have them here with us today. Let us bow our heads. Almighty Creator, you give new life to your people. We pray today that you would renew us this Lenten season. We acknowledge that apart from Christ, we are dead in our trespasses and sins. Receiving Christ today, we desire to now live as your workmanship as we live our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Creator, you provide our daily bread. We pray for a heart of contentment and thanksgiving. Keep us from grumbling, complaining, and being impatient. By the power of your Holy Spirit, give us hearts to care for the people you have placed in our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Creator, your people Israel humbled themselves by looking to the snake on a pole when they realized that they had sinned. We ask that you would do the same for us. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to see our frailty and faults so that we can then look to Jesus for health and restoration. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Creator and Preserver, we uplift those who are sick, sorrowing, and struggling from the challenges that come in life. Lord, particularly today we pray for the friends and family of Jim Ogilvie and our congregation as we mourn his passing. Lord, bless the time that is ahead with stories and remembrances and also moments in which we can claim your promise of eternal life. We thank you for that gift now extended to Jim. Lord, we also pray for the items and the efforts that have been given for Every Child, Oregon. Lord, bless those items and boxes as they go into the hands of those that are in significant transitions in their lives. May it be a blessing to those that receive them and also those who are caring for them as well. Lord, we also thank you for the family that we have here at Peace, and that those who have been sick, some of them are here with us, those that have been traveling are back with us, those recovering from surgery are here as well. Lord, extend our family to those that are still away. Give them strength in the days ahead, especially Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Don, Johanna, Rachel, Roberta, Jennifer, Amber, Art, Blake, Annette and Charlotte, Rob, Bob, Keith, Dan, Joel, Merle, Gary, Katie, and her son Jake. Cover your hands especially upon Katie and Jake in the days ahead and strengthen them with your promises. Give them certainty today that you so love the world that you gave your only son. Bring them peace and patience. And we do pray that you would, at the right time, in the way you know best, deliver them from their suffering. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, you are rich in mercy, so we place ourselves and all those for whom we pray into your loving hands through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray together the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Go with us today, O Lord, and in your great mercy, defend us from the dangers that come this week. Open our eyes to your work done in and around us this week. Amen. You may be seated.